Task 2. Listening Practice. Page 27. Practice 2. A Presentation. The Common Cold and the Flu. Dan and Cindy had to work on a project for their science class. They prepared a presentation on the common cold and the flu. Here is their presentation.
Since it's the beginning of winter, Cindy and I chose to talk about the common cold and the flu. The common cold, as the name suggests, is the most common illness in the world. In fact, 90% of people get at least one common cold a year. Children are even more sensitive to the common cold. They get 4 to 8 colds a year. Researchers found that children take more days off school because of colds than any other illness.
People get colds from viruses. When someone who is sick with a cold coughs or sneezes near you, the virus gets to your nose and makes you sick too. You can also catch colds if you touch a sick person and then put your hands to your nose.
The first sign of a cold is a sore throat. Then you begin to cough and sneeze, and your nose becomes runny. If you also develop high fever, it means that you have the flu.
Flu is also caused by viruses. But just like the common cold, there are hundreds of kinds of flu viruses, and they change all the time. Each year, there are new and different viruses. We can never be absolutely safe from them.
Thanks to developed medicine, now people don't usually die of the flu. In the past, the flu killed millions of people a year.
How can we avoid catching these winter diseases? First of all, wash your hands thoroughly very often, especially if you are close to a sick person. Air your room often, even when it's cold outside. Eat a lot of oranges and grapefruit, because they contain vitamins that are important to your health.